Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
One thing before we get back to the phones here, BT, I saw it's a disturbing story to me. And it is, though, I don't know if I want to say symbolic, but just of the world that we're living in today, which I just don't understand from a lot of people. Did you see this with Ketel Marte of the Diamondbacks?
I did.
Where he was getting heckled last night by an imbecile, idiot White Sox fan, 22-year-old, you know, the typical guy that would be on social media ripping everybody.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to the ballpark and, I guess, references Marte's mother, who passed away in a car accident in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what makes people think it's okay to even bring that stuff up. Like, the lack of respect in today's society for other human beings. I'm not saying you can't be mad at things or upset at things or call people out for certain things. That's like crossing an inhumane line to a point where Marte is on the field crying.
I know.
Which is totally understandable. It's not T.J. McConnell crying after losing Game 7 of the NBA Finals. This is a guy crying about losing his mother in a car accident because some bleep, like I want to say the nastiest words I can, but I'm not going
to
say it.
I'd like to say the same thing.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because some 22-year-old imbecile says that. Like, what are we doing?
Some punk. That's what he is. He's a punk who was not raised the right way. Bottom line. Because if you're raised the right way, and there's all things that we have to work on, and we all have character flaws, and we all have things that, you know, at times in our lives hold us back. But the moral compass, to me, is the foundation that you get from mom and dad, or if you're not lucky enough to have a mom and dad, a grandparent or an aunt, just somebody that loves you and cares about you and shows you the way of the world. There's an integrity and a compassion for fellow human beings that is so far removed from what it should be that I don't think that it ever returns the way it used to be. I honestly believe that.
Okay, so now there's a lot of layers to this, right? Like life and upbringing and circumstance. Like some people, you know, whatever, grow up without parents. It's not their fault. But then you have teachers, you would think, somewhere along the line.
Yep.
Either way.
Like, a lot of stories like that where it worked out great.
Okay, right. And either way, life is hard, right?
No question.
Like there are different circumstances, so whatever. Not everybody's going to get through it and be perfect and all those different things. Like you said, everybody's got issues. But now let's take it into the sports realm, which is what we deal with. Like, we can criticize players and athletes and teams. It's never, ever personal. Even if it sounds like it is, it's not. It's always about the performance. We're talking about sports. Like it doesn't really mean anything in the grand scheme of things. It's sports. It's supposed to be an escape. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be frustrating and aggravating. To have that happen at a sporting event, think about the kind of person, even as an idiotic 22-year-old, think about like what is going through somebody's mind to have that come out of your mouth at a damn baseball game.
See, I don't think, and I hear you, but I don't think it's about what's going through their mind. I wouldn't frame it that way. I would say what's not in their heart that should be there. I don't think it's a mental, you know, intelligence or I just think for that to transfer from your heart to your mouth, it's not about the brain. it's about what's right. within. There's a lack of soul, and there's a lack of softness and compassion that I don't know how you get it if you don't have it. I don't have that answer.
At a baseball game, and we see a lot of it on social media. It's similar stuff where people just think that they could say whatever they want and say the nastiest, meanest, hurtful things without like repercussion, which is fine. I mean, I guess that's where we're at as a society, that you can say that without getting away with it. It still doesn't mean that it's okay to act like that in reality, in social media, at a sporting event. Like, it just should not be acceptable. I don't know how we've gotten to that point.
Well, I mean, listen, when you're 22, you're an adult. Let's not mince this. Oh, young kid. No, you're 22 years old. You could die in war. You could vote for our offices. So you're not a kid. Now, where I was at 22 versus now, and same with you.
Same thing, yeah.
No doubt there's been an immense amount of growth and perspective, certainly as a dad, as a husband.
But would you ever...
Not a chance in hell would that even enter my mind. Like, I'll tell you the truth. Like, I remember, and I wasn't quite 22. I was probably about 19 or 20. And I don't know how... We went from Marist, a couple guys that I roomed with, right? We went down to Yankee Stadium. And it was like a Tuesday or Wednesday night. You know, even though we weren't 21, whatever, having fun, you know, being young college kids, right? Mm-hmm. Long story short, Boggsy had just joined the Yankees, so this is probably 93 or 94, right around there, okay. right? And, you know, we're a little loud, a little sloppy, not yelling anything like that, but, and I remember Boggs turning to us and saying, guys, and it wasn't like 40,000 people there. He's like, guys, go home. Get lost. Come on, you're drunk, get out of here, right? Like, kind of laughing. Yeah. Like, that's what I would do at age 21, about 19, maybe be a little bit too loud. But that's why I go back to what I said about having that moral compass. I wouldn't say that when I was 9. As a matter of fact, I remember, and this came from my mom, not to my dad, but definitely from my mom. I would see, like, young kids in wheelchairs or elderly people. That just always hit me in a soft way. Like, I want to try to help you. I'm not God. I'm not trying to make myself out to be a martyr, but because I'm not. God Almighty, I don't know what would possess you to say that. You're approaching subhuman. Like, that is just below acceptable level. And I wish Marte, here's what I really wish, could get 30 seconds with him in the tunnel, security guard look the other way, and he could rearrange his freaking face. That's what I wish Marte could do to him.
Now,
leave him there, basically beat him to a bloody pulp without killing him.
Yeah. Well, I know. Now, I understand the frustration. Now, that's not going to make it right either, but you get the point. The White Sox have banned this fan.
Fantastic.
Okay, which is great, but like, is that enough of a punishment?
Well, they can't arrest them. Can you arrest somebody for saying something mean? No,
that's what I'm saying.
Can't.
Nor am I saying that you should be
able
to.
I know. But so you think they should do more? What else could they do?
I'm just saying, like.
No, I got their backs on that. They barred them, banned them forever?
Yeah.
Forever?
Well, that's what I just read in the post.
That's fantastic. There's nothing else they could do.
The White Sox banned.
No.
No, no, I'm not talking about them. I'm just talking about, like, it feels like he got away lightly.
Got off soft.
Yeah, poor Marte's got, like, now again, it happens. I guess freedom of speech. You can say whatever you want to whoever you want, whenever you want, without major repercussion. Okay, you get banned from the White Sox games. Maybe he doesn't really care about that. I don't. Maybe he does. I'm not sure, but I don't know, man. I just don't feel like that's enough.
It's not enough. Doesn't meet the quote unquote crime.
Is he going to learn from this? And maybe he will one day.
He might. Yeah. I mean, again, the court can't order him to go to counseling because he didn't commit a crime. He's just incredibly callous and he's got no sensitivity. You know, the truth of the matter is it's such a deeper issue, dude. Yeah. And it is obviously a sports show, but I really believe this with everything that I'm made of. Like, if you try to do the right thing enough, like, if you really try to do, when no one's looking, I don't mean because you're like, look at Sal being nice to a fan because there's a camera. I mean, if you really, you hold the door for an older person, you hold the elevator, you're decent. You're a decent human. If you live by that, I think you're going to get rewarded in the end. I can't prove that, but I believe that.
But it's also just hard for me, like, even with us sometimes, like, we give strong opinion. Hey, the Mets aren't any good, or hey, the Yankees done this. And the response to that by some, and it's a minimal sum. Like, it's not everybody. Obviously, the majority of the people are normal human beings. The people that think it's okay to say the nastiest things to whoever you meet, whatever or anybody, way more famous people, like the stuff that is spewed,
I know,
is legit, like, it's just unhealthy, inhumane, unkind behavior. And I'm not saying like everybody's got to be soft and love each other, but there should be a kind of human element to where there's some kind of decency and respect toward one another.
There should be. There's not. There's less and less as time goes on. The problem is that, you know, the deeper we get into the ability to connect with anybody in the world without repercussions, without fear of being confronted by somebody really.
Yeah.
I don't mean being attacked. I mean like saying things you wouldn't say to somebody's face. There's just no accountability anymore. And there's just not enough sensitivity.
Right. Really what should happen, forget about Marte, really what should happen is that dude's father or mother should have a talking to him. You know what I'm saying?
Like they should have had that when he was six. Because if they did, I don't know if he's saying that at 22.
Good point.
That was my main point.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Pam is calling from Middletown, New Jersey. What's on your mind today, Pam?
Hey, Sal. So I called because I wanted to say, what in your mind did you think when you said out loud that the Mets had this wrapped up by the All-Star break?
I didn't say that.
I couldn't believe it. Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
You made a comment a couple weeks ago. What did you say about the Mets having it wrapped up?
I didn't say that at all. The division you're talking about?
Yes.
No, you got the wrong guy. I never said that the Mets had this wrapped up, ever. This is not 2022.
Pam, I can tell you this, Pam. When we leave the station, all right, we leave the station every day, Evan runs up like a little reporter, and he sticks a microphone in Sal's face. Sal, is the AL East over? And I'm right behind him or in front of him. I mean, we're walking out together talking. And he is yet to say yes.
Yeah, and there's a reason why. Two reasons why, actually. One, because I don't believe it. Two, because of what happened in 2022. And let me just further it by saying, Pam, even if I did say that, I hate to break it to you, and I know everybody wants to blame somebody outside of their heroes. Like, it can't be Pete Alonso's fault. Can't be his fault. It's not Lindor's fault, or McNeil, or Mendy, or Stearns. Not their fault. Clay Holmes or Manaea. It's not their fault.
Ain't doing anything wrong.
Huh. It's my fault. Blame me. Don't blame Billy Epler for 2022. Don't blame Daniel Vogelbach or Darren Ruff. Blame me. It's not Scherzer or DeGrom. God forbid you blame DeGrom. It's not his fault. It's not Bassett. Bring him back. It's me. So, like, come on. It's ridiculous. Even if I did say it, it's not my fault. But I didn't say it purposely because I don't want to give the idiots out there any more ammo than they need. Good God. But
maybe go for the opposite.
Maresh said that. Yeah, what?
Maybe when they're scuffling, you throw out a bold claim out there and it'll work.
Yeah. The only thing I said was that the Braves were dead.
I know what you're talking about a couple years ago.
No. This year I said the Braves were dead.
Yeah, but you didn't say the division's over.
Correct. Nor did I say it was over for whether it's the Mets or Philly. I just said the Braves were dead.
Would you like to retract that part about the Braves being dead?
No, I would if I didn't feel it. The Braves are dead. Here's what I'll do. I'll amend it, ... outside of when they play the Mets. Like, they play the Mets, they come to life, they're 5-0. Against everybody else, they're way under 500.
And it's crazy how they played the Rockies and the Marlins and looked pretty much like the team that was awful at the start, and they load up on the Mets. It's now, like, all right, here's a get-right game. It's crazy.
Now, maybe this does get them going. Like, do you think that the Braves could still win this division?
Yes.
Okay.
I do.
Is that a lack of belief in the Phillies, or?
No, it's more of a belief in the Braves and not a full 100% conviction in either the Phillies or the Mets. Like, but I've also said I love their lineup. I mean, you know, Olsen's a beast, man. Acuna's back to form. Riley's an RBI machine at third who hits bombs. I mean, they got three terrific starting pitchers. Braves are just good.
Yeah.
And it's not like a 17-game NFL season where if you start 2-6, it's like, all right, maybe you can get the wild card. You know, they can still, they got all the July, all of August, all the September. You know, now they can't really have that one long, prolonged stretch because they've dug themselves a hole.
Right.
But I don't think that they will. I think they're pretty much immune to that as long as they stay healthy.
I still just think something's off with that club and they're not getting everybody to play at their peak together. Plus, they're one injury away from going. Like you said, there's no margin for error. I don't know if I love the manager. Like, I just don't think that they're what they were in 2022 when they were one of the best teams in baseball for a prolonged stretch to catch the Mets then. I don't see that being the case this time, although they've beaten the Mets to a pulp. Tim is calling from Mattawan. What's up?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tim?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. What's up?
Hey, Timmy.
So, listen, I want to bring it back to Volpe real quick. And if I can, if I have time, I'd love to give you guys something on Boone real quick. But when it comes to Volpe, the problem that I have with everybody kind of continuing to kill this kid, and I'm not going to sit here and say he doesn't deserve it relative to what we thought he was going to be. I think everybody thought he was going to be a Ricky Henderson-esque kind of guy. He's now 1,600 plate appearances in. He's not that. He's not that. So far for his career, he's got 401 strikeouts to 330-something hits. I don't know where we get the idea that he's just going to shove the ball to right field and everything's going to be okay and he's going to pick up a whole bunch of hits. Last year, the Yankees tried to level out his swing. They brought down his launch angle. It went from 14% to 8%.
That's
and that
true.
Didn't do anything. It got
That's
him. True. It gave him 20 more points on his batting average, something like that, but his OBP was still under 300.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
His OPS dropped that year. So at the end of the day, I don't. Yeah, BT, you said it earlier. The guy swings at more pitches in zone than any guy I could possibly think of and misses. Last year when he was hitting in front of Juan Soto and Aaron Judge, the guy got so many fastballs in zone, it still struck out more than he hit. So at the end of the day, I'm looking at a guy now that's got a 725 OPS. He's got 9 home runs. He's got 41 RBIs. He's making $800,000 a year. And if our team was so reliant on this guy to be a cornerstone in our offense after what he's produced his first 2 years, then Brian Cashman should be fired. I don't know why we're so upset with the reality of what he's producing right now. And I understand he looks bad at times.
Well, because he's a first-round pick.
He should be a guy that's 8 or 9 in the lineup.
Because he was supposed to be more. And I think you're onto something there as far as saying Brian Cashman. Remember, Tim, they held on to him. They wouldn't trade him for big trades years ago that could have had the Yankees win a world championship by now.
Yeah.
No, that's
understandable.
So if people want to be upset because we held on to him, that's one thing. But being upset to where his production is right now relative to what he's produced so far in his career, if anything, he's showing
better
than
him. Good points and good call. Thank you for the call. I mean, there's always a connection to where you drafted. Always. You know, think about some of the – I'm not going to run through names, but there's a lot of NBA players over the years, right, that were drafted 1 or, 7 or 4 – that wound up carving out meaningful NBA, either as a champion, maybe two-time All-Star, maybe did one thing exceptionally well, rebounding, defense, whatever it may have been. But they didn't elevate the team to the point of like a championship and like that Hakeem Olajuwon or like Ewing. I know no championship for Patrick, but you know what I get, what I mean, where they're just, it didn't feel like a number one pick. It didn't seem worthy, but he was still a valuable NBA player. If you get drafted in the second round, I mean, and you make one All-Star team versus being drafted first overall and you make four, honestly, think about the way that's going to be positioned. The first round, the first overall pick's going to be, four, that's no big deal. Oh, look at the little engine that could in round two, made one All-Star. Wow, what an overachievement. Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart, look at these guys. We love them because they were not supposed to be that good, and we crushed guys who were. That's a part of the problem for Volpe.
Anthony Volpe, and this is not by me and BT standards, Anthony Volpe by the Yankee standards was supposed to be a star. Think about his peers. We were talking about this with Mr. Volpe, his father.
Yeah, we met a great guy.
Terrific guy. And he was talking about Corbin Carroll and Bobby Witt.
Yeah, like they were teammates on Team USA when they were like 13, 14, 50, whatever it was.
That's the type of player, I'm not saying exactly like Bobby Witt, but that's the type of impact player the Yankees thought that they were getting with Anthony Volpe. Now, the good news is he's still young at 24, 25, so maybe there's more in there. But to accept this, to me, would not be good enough. He's supposed to be better. And even in year three, we could say, well, he's getting a little bit better. Oh, a little bit better? Okay. 209 to 243. He's hitting 233. All right, the on base has gone up a little bit. That's good enough.
I'm barely over 300. It's too low.
The OPS has gone up a little bit. The home runs of 21 to 12. And now what? Again, it's going to be back around, 18, maybe somewhere in
between. But I would have been good with the 12 home runs if there was an appreciable jump in batting average.
Me too. That's the thing.
That's what I was hoping for.
I'd rather fewer homers, higher 100%. Batting average. 100%. So he's still figuring his way out. Stolen base, same thing. The defense, even in big spots with defense, he's been a little shoddy. So
yeah.
Now, is he the most disappointing Yankee? Like, I could make a case for Dominguez. The difference is year three of Volpe versus year one of Dominguez.
Yeah, what I think is going to be interesting with Anthony is he's, I think his earliest ARB eligibility is 2026, and obviously he's not going to be a free agent for a long time. But,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You could kick this down the road for a year or two. He's making $800,000 or so, as the caller said. And, you know, next year, you know, I don't know. I'm just throwing numbers out. Year four is a player. Arbitration, I don't know, 3.9, 8 million, 6 million, whatever the number is, who the hell knows. But when they need to make that real decision, 5, 6, 7 years, 100 something million, like right now, it's tough to justify giving that to Anthony Volpe because he hasn't really shown that.
And the bigger issue is not just Volpe, it's the Yankees and their inability to consistently develop some of these younger guys, because that's been a thing that predates Anthony Volpe. So we tried to come up with a creative way to deliver some of the bad news. Hoff came up with this segment. Let's see what we got here as we debut Bad News in a Good Way.
And what sort of news do you have?
Well, to be perfectly frank, it's bad.
Maybe if you tell me the bad news in a good way, it won't sound so bad. Yes, I can do that. Bad news in a good way.
All right, bad news in a good way. Well, the Mets, as you may know, okay, guys, they have been really bad. They've lost 10 out of 11 games, whatever. But
what are you, high?
Yeah, you trying to change goofy. The mood.
Yeah, no, listen, it's this is a fun segment.
All right.
We're doing good stuff here, okay?
Yes.
But guess what? There is somebody that's going to, right now the offense has been terrible, but there is somebody that is making his way back. His name is Mark Vientos. I don't know if you've seen his numbers at all, but this is a guy that's going to take over and help this team win. Right now, he's got a 317 OPS and a robust 95 batting average. So he's
and don't forget, he doesn't run out ground balls, and he's kicking it all over third base when he was healthy.
Yes.
That's good news.
So that's there you go. We got the upgrade at third base.
Well, it's the first piece of bad news, but in a good way.
In a good way.
But it actually is an upgrade. That's the crazy thing.
Hey, he's been I was talking about this with Evan off the air yesterday, and you and I have talked about this for a while on the air, but Vientos has been maybe the one. If you look at one guy who's been the most disappointing so far in the Mets season, I was looking at him as being the second legit bat, or the third behind Lindor and Soto in this lineup. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Pete's been great, but Vientos was that type of impact bat last year. He's fallen off a cliff.
I think he's the most disappointing New York baseball player so far, not just on the Mets. And the Yankees have a couple, but I think he's more disappointing so far.
All right, Hoff, what else?
All right, Jeff McNeil is around still. Luis Angel Acuna got sent down. He went 3-for-4 yesterday. McNeil's still here, but we thought that Pete Alonso was the biggest slumper. It's Jeff McNeil who's batting 152. I mean,
152 over what?
Over the past 11 games.
Is that
during
true?
His stretch, he's batting 152. I mean, you got to look at these numbers and see how amazing. That's pretty bad. No, that's pretty.
It does soften the blow when you get the bad news in a good way, like as opposed to, come on, this guy's hitting 155 in the last 11 games. You know, the good delivery there in a good way.
Oh, good. I have more.
Yeah. I mean, McNeil has been another big problem. Because when he's on, it's like, oh, look at McNeil. Look at what he could do. Hitting with a little power, hitting with a little average. And then he just falls off again. And I have been done with McNeil for years. I'm tired of it. I would like to see Jeff McNeil move.
Can I just be, very blunt here? It's time for the Jeff McNeil era to end, period.
And give me Acuna every single day. Let him grow here at second.
He actually has a little spark to him. Like, I don't know if anybody's realized.
Juice.
Yeah, and guess what?
Got a nice belt.
That spark's been missing since he has been playing every day. But that's besides the point. I don't want to get into serious stuff. It's supposed to be fun.
Yes,
this is a jovial.
What, do you have one more first?
I got one more. Okay. This is great. You got to listen to this, okay? Because the Braves were 8 games under 500. And they were, I think, let's see, they were, during this whole stretch, they have won now 8 of 11 games. They are now they're 4 games under 500. They're 4 games under 500. They were 10 games under 500. Now they're 4 games out of 500, under 500. If they sweep the Mets, 2 games under 500. They've gained about 8 games on the Mets.
But the good news is, even with all those wins, they're still not 500.
No, yeah. But they're,
there's the positivity.
And get this. The Mets on the other side, they were in first place when this whole thing started. In the entire league, they are now halfway out of the playoffs.
He's laughing. If you look at it with the Mets, when they've gone in the standings overall, because the division is still fine, you know, just a game and a half back, letting the Braves into it is one thing, but overall,
mm-hmm.
the Mets were one of the top teams in Major League Baseball.
Well, at one point, they had the best record.
Correct. Not too long ago.
Yep.
And now 46 wins. I mean, you're talking about 4 off the pace from the Tigers. It's still not bad, but certainly not anywhere where it was.
What, are you crazy?
Yeah.
All right. Why are you laughing?
little news.
There you have it. Half
light in the mood. Attaboy, buddy.
I mean, still, man, everything is still right there. I understand that. Everything is still right there, but hard to be positive when you see how poorly they play here. I mean, is it too much to ask to beat the Braves? Is that too much to ask?
Apparently. Honestly, for years, dude.
Can't beat the Braves.
I'd love to see you guys get into a bench clearing brawl tonight. I'm dead serious. I really would.
If they didn't have that doubleheader last year, if there weren't rain and those games just played normally, I'm convinced. I'm convinced the Mets would not have made the playoffs.
Well, who says God hates the Mets? He gave you a weather break. He hooked you up.
Yeah.
Show some gratitude already.
Only says up for to be the punching bag yet again. BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019. Angel's calling from the Bronx. What's up, Angel?
Hey, what's going on, guys? BT and Sal, love it. I want to be a positive Mets fan. This is the perfect opportunity for us to start a winning streak. Why do I say that? We're facing the back of the rotation of the Braves. We're not facing the heavy guys anymore. And we're not facing schemes on the weekend. We're facing their back end of the rotation. I'm assuming these guys know that. They're professional baseball players. They should know what's going on.
I think we lost you there, Angel, and thank you for the call.
Yeah,
I mean, look, all hope is not lost. I just now, for me personally, I need to actually see it before I believe it. I've gotten sucked in too many times. I still at my core believe that this team is good when they're whole. You know, getting Montas back help, getting Manaea back will help. Senga, whenever he comes back. Viento, same thing. But, like, it's still a lot of the same guys. The lineup is banged up at the bottom of the order. What about Nimmo? What about Alonso? What about McNeil? What about Vientos when he was healthy? Their lineup isn't just an issue now, BT. Yep. It's been an issue all year long.
Listen, one thing we haven't really pointed out, and I remember, quite frankly, I forgot, like, because there's so much that's happened since, but I do remember going into the year like, wow, Mets have a pretty nice schedule to start here. So I wonder, you know, as they get off to this great start, not that they didn't deserve the, you know, the praises, because you win and you got to get some hook. We got to respond to wins. Otherwise, we're just miserable. But don't forget, guys, they played the Marlins in the second series of the year. Then they played the Marlins again in the fourth series. Then they went right into the Oakland A's series in the minor league venue. Like, you know, they were able to bag some wins that certainly created some momentum and kind of set them apart a little bit here. So, that, you know, when I say you're probably really not your worst moment, best moment, it's probably true. They're not this bad, but I think the real question, this is why Stearns needs to address it with a big move. I just don't think, and I don't know that I thought this early, to be fair, but I think it now, they weren't as good as they looked early. They weren't that team, Sal.
This baseball brief is brought to you by Guinness Stout. Yeah, I mean, I still think that they're better than this stretch, but even if it's somewhere in between, it's not as good as I thought that they were about a week or so ago. Mike is calling from Newark. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing, guys? Listen, I want to just let you guys know that what's the big problem with the Mets, and I've been a fan, I'm 75 years old, since way back. Last night, the Mets are down. It's the ninth inning. They got runners up first and third. Baby's up, right? You got a 3-1 count. This is the biggest problem with the Mets. The ball is in the dirt, guys. If you watch the game, the pitcher pitches it. It bounces in front of the plate. Baby swings and misses. I'm about to throw anything through my 75-inch TV. Anything. Now, the next pitch is right down the middle of the plate. He don't swing, and then he starts arguing with the ump. This is the biggest problem. Is there any way you guys can figure out sometime during the week how many times the Mets have struck out with runners on base with less in scoring position, and how many of them have been looking?
Yeah, we'll put Hoff right on that.
Yeah, and then we'll get the wrong info, and then we'll put somebody else on it. We'll get the right info. Thanks for the call there, buddy. Appreciate it. I did give the stat yesterday where the Mets have the 29th out of 30 teams in baseball, the lowest batting average with runners in scoring position. I don't know about the strikeouts,
right,
but the second worst average.
Okay, and that's been a thing all year long. I don't expect that to be the identity of this offense. I'm less concerned about the numbers with runners in scoring position and more concerned about the inconsistency of some of the mainstays in this lineup. That would be my biggest concern.
Okay, I'm half with you. I am, because I know what you mean. That's obvious. And I see why you would say that. But until they make that big trade that I've been saying they need to make, you're going to be running out more bad guys, quote, than good players, which is going to negatively impact that batting average more than it won't.
Right, but even when they were fully healthy, I mean, I guess they were never fully healthy, but, you know, majority of the lineup was healthy to start the year. They were not getting the job done with runners in scoring position. Even with Pete going nuts, driving in the runs at a ridiculous level, they're still, as a team, their average was learning. And Soto was a big part of this. You know, maybe
he was. Soto was definitely a big piece of that
right,
early.
So,
yeah.
So if I'm going to pick one player who I would want to be the biggest part of it, it would be Soto because he's the one player that I know doesn't have any issues with hitting in pressurized situations. So that, to me, was an aberration or an anomaly, whatever. Soto will come out of that with the runners in scoring position. Will that help the entire team? I'm not sure. Maybe it will. Maybe that will be more than enough between See, I know Lindor's clutch. I know Soto's clutch. Pete has proven to be clutch before, so I don't think it's the moment for Pete. I just think sometimes he lacks that discipline that was he was so great at in April and May, the plate discipline.
He's a power hitter. That's it.
Okay, which is fine.
That says it all. We know what that means. Right. He's a power hitter.
Correct. Which you take that, but in the beginning of the year, he was much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
So now without that, without Alonso playing way over his head, is it enough with the rest of the lineup? It's not without Nimmo, Vientos, McNeil, Alvarez, those guys.
Totally agree. Totally agree.
That's the problem.
How's positive Tommy doing? Tommy, everything's still okay, buddy?
Yeah,
he's flashing a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Tommy, that's
he said no biggie.
It's fading, buddy.
No biggie again. That is funny. This is the no biggie. Yeah, Knicks blow an historic game one collapse.
No biggie, we're good.
Yeah, no biggie. No, they lost the series. It's a biggie.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Jason's calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Jason?
Hello, Jay.
BT, I totally agree with you with the Mets lineup. I feel like Chrissy's sitting down and Artie's giving him the menu. I know this menu by heart. I could recite it. It's the same guy after Lindor, Alonso, and Soto, essentially. I know Nimmo's having a decent year, and who knows with McNeil, but like Taylor and Acuna when he was up, and all these guys are the same person. So, and Sal, I know you disagreed with BT when he said that, but my question to you is, wouldn't you rather the Mets go get somebody now? Because the free agent class next winter is pretty boring, and maybe you could get somebody. I'm not talking Jaren Duran. That doesn't make me want to take my pants off, but like somebody sexy that we're...
Well, who? Give me the guy. Give me the guy that does make you want to take your pants off.
Well,
like for me, it was Soto. Right. I went all in on Soto. Like, I've got nothing left.
Hey, Sal, take his underwear off for Soto.
I'm tapped out, dude.
I'm Sal put a little oil all over himself for Soto. You kidding me? For Soto?
So who's that guy, Jason?
Well, Bregman, but I don't know if the Sox are going to trade him because Boston would probably burn itself to the ground after what they've done the last 2 years.
Yeah.
BT and Sal, that was funny. Call of the day right there. We do have to have, like, so now we can maybe have our own scale of moves by degrees of level of clothes removal.
Okay.
Like Luis Severino. Like, if the Mets were to get him, that's like a socks on move. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So keep the socks on. With Severino. Yeah, it's a nice move. But if you go out there and get Devers, that's a pants off type move. So there's got to be somewhere from socks on to shirt on or whatever, shirt off. To full-blown pants off, but that was funny there by that caller of the day. One quick basketball note, BT, I saw this. I got to read the full article.
Did you hire somebody yet?
No, but Steph Bondi of the Post put up an article 49 minutes ago, what the Knicks want in Tom Thibodeau's successor. And then I saw it aggregated here by an account that I love, New York Basketball, at NBA_New York. So I'm assuming this is a quote from the Post article. Okay. According to a league source, Knicks emphasizing player development, larger rotations, established plan for younger players, also lean on assistance, collaborative with front office, empower staff, and excel at in-game adjustments. I mean,
is that all?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, a lot of those things are obvious, but I did think the first few were a direct shot at Tibbs. Emphasizing player development, larger rotations, established plan for younger players.
Yeah, I think the player development, believe it or not, I think that's a little unfair to Tom Thibodeau. Who developed Mitchell Robinson?
Yeah.
Who developed quickly IQ before he was dealt?
Well, how about Randall and even Brunson? He made them better.
Yeah, that's true. Who developed... he didn't look great this year. That's why I'm hesitating. McBride.
Right.
I mean, Deuce was second-round pick or not much in the equation here. And, I know he's a little bit banged up this year, but he carved out a meaningful role to the point where he got a 3-year, $12 or $13 million extension from the Knicks a year ago.
All right, so, and you've been more a detractor of Tibbs than yes. I have, but if you give him credit for player development, larger rotation, certainly.
100%.
You think Tibbs had an issue with collaborating with the staff or relying on assistants?
I could see him being a little bullheaded or pig-headed, whatever the expression is. Not open and amenable to the suggestions of others. I could see that being a bit. He's wrapped up in his own ways.
Yeah, interesting. I would not think that. Now, I don't know. I'm not the inner workings there, but I wouldn't think that with Tibbs. Either way, we still await the Knicks' decision here. All right, BT and Sal on the fan. Let's finish up on the phones. 888-808-1019. Earl is in North Carolina. What's up, Earl?
Earl the Pearl.
Hey, guys. Hey, I was just thinking from what Sal had said before about the Braves at the end of the season, not letting the Mets win if they had the with the doubleheader.
Yeah,
I was thinking, like, with the game 161 that we did win, I'm convinced that if the Braves had even won the first game, that they would have never let us win that second game, letting us get to the playoffs. So instead, the Diamondbacks would have went. That's the type of things that I think that the Braves think about when they're playing us. They just don't want to let their foot off of our throats at all. Yeah. That's all I wanted to
Thank
say.
Thank you, Earl. We appreciate the time. Look, years ago, heard this years ago, where other teams, specifically the Braves, I think it might have been the Phillies as well, other teams in the division, but definitely the Braves, they look at the Mets. It was even 2022, so this is going back to when the Mets are still playing well.
Go back to Chipper Jones.
Yeah, well, I know, but I'm talking about what I was told in 2022. So you're going back. Now, it's 3 years ago, so it's a while from now, but it's still the same core, and it's still similar cores for both teams with the Mets and Braves, that the Braves didn't respect the Mets. They looked at the Mets as like, whatever, and we're going to beat them up. And then they act in accordance with that every time on the field. And the only one outlier was the one game last year where it took everything the Mets had to come back and win that game after being down, hit the big home run with Nimmo, Diaz blows it, Lindor comes back. Like, I'm not minimizing that game. It was one of the great victories that they've had in the franchise history, but it certainly didn't, end the nightmares that the Braves have given. And the Braves just played downhill against the Mets. And that's not an opinion. That's a fact until proven otherwise.
And think about the difference in how the two teams feel. So we know how the Braves feel, which enables them to play loose, which leads to results, especially in baseball. Like, the more you try, we know usually the worse you do. Now, the Mets, they feel the exact opposite energy. We don't beat these guys. We know that they have our number. We know that they don't respect us, which means you probably try to do more, which makes you do worse.
Correct. And they have to figure that out because that's been a constant problem for this team. Bob is calling from New Haven, Connecticut about his Yanks. What's up, Bob?
Hey, I was calling about frustrating last night, watching them have runners at second base, no outs, and not having productive outs, not getting that runner over. Years ago, I don't know if you guys remember this, they just have a thing called Kangaroo Court.
Yeah.
The players.
The clubhouse. Yep, and I remember that, sure.
Oh, yeah. You didn't get the bunt down. You didn't get the runner over. You were accountable for it. No. I wonder if they still do anything like that.
Probably not. You know why they did that? And that's a funny, true, an anecdote from baseball lore. The Kangaroo Court was, now it wasn't just about, like, I don't think you had to pay up if you made an error. Like, I think it was like if you missed a sign or you were late or, you were goofing around, whatever, or your uniform, I don't know, you left something at the ballpark. And then they would take the money and they would just get drunk on the plane.
Right.
Because guys were making $50,000 back then. There's no way that players police themselves because Kangaroo Court, like that, Kangaroo Court was run by a veteran who had all the juice and whatever he said went. Now, all right, Judge has juice, but Judge isn't going to flex like that in that kind of a way. The Kangaroo Court back in the day, like even with the 86 Mets, was ruthless.
Yeah, if they do it now, it's certainly not to the extent that it was, but I agree with you. I don't think Kangaroo Court was ever, you didn't get the bunt down.
No.
Pay up, you're fine.
There's
like
no
DJ.
Way.
No, that's not the case. John is calling from Middletown. What's up, John?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
My question is the Mets with the bullpen. If I'm the bullpen shot, it's because they have five guys there, four guys with over 35 appearances already. These guys are going to hit 100, but other arms are going to fall off. This guy's got to learn the starting pitches have to go past five innings. He has, Mendoza doesn't have a clue.
No, but John, that's not on Mendoza. The same way that we're not going to get on Boone for certain things, and thank you for the call, John. Appreciate you checking in. That is not on Carlos Mendoza. This staff wasn't built with horses. And maybe the one horse that they had in Minaya, he was out for the year. Like, Kodai Senga, you may look at him as the ace. He's not a horse. That's what Senga is. He's a 5-6-inning pitcher max.
Yeah.
Clay Holmes, you're lucky if you get 5 innings from him. And that's just how coming into the year, the rotation was, like it or not. Now, it was effective. I'd rather have guys that go 5 innings and give you 5 effective innings than pushing it 6 or 7 where it's not as effective. The problem with that is you're going to rely heavily on the bullpen. And the bullpen already in mid-June, or as we near the end of June, is already taxed.
Good news, though. And maybe this should have been in Hoff's segment, you know, previously. He's still got Dickie Lovelady going. He's going to pitch tonight, right?
He wants to be known as Richard.
No, I think he said he wants to be known as Dickie.
No.
Isn't it the opposite?
No, initially he came out and said, what? Oh, yeah, you could call me Dickie. Oh. And then when people made a big deal of it online, he said, like, the people that know him could call him Dickie, but we have to call him Richard.
Okay, well, Stans, I'm not trying to disrespect him. I sincerely mean that.
But the Dickie, once Dickie's out of the
box. You got Lovelady on the mound tonight, maybe. Yeah.
Once Dickie's out of the box, he was in there last night. Once the Dickie is out of the box, like the name, yeah, it's hard to put that back in. You know what I'm saying?
What's the emphasis, by the way? How do you pronounce the name? Is it Dickie Lovelady or is it Dickie Lovelady?
Yeah, that you gotta.
Where's the accent? The accentuation.
Yeah,
I think it's just love. Yeah, love lady. I don't think you have to speed it up. Like,
I didn't get clarity on that. You didn't hear Jerry this morning when they were talking about it. They went over the whole thing about whether it was Dickie, whether it was Richard.
I missed that part.
Yeah, but once I was joking, you know, over at SOI saying, well, on TV you call him Richard, but on radio. Yeah.
Well, we got radio sound, we got TV sound.
Well, I mean, come on. It's hard to put that one back in. He came out and said he wanted to be called Dickie. People go nuts. Oh, look at this. Dickie Lovely.
Yeah, I know.
Now, I don't care what he wants to be called. Just get somebody out. And last night, the first inning that he came in, he looked good. Second one, not so much. So Jerry goes, last night you called him Sucky Dickley, Sucky Lovelady, whatever it was. Not Dickie Lovelady.
I mean, just look, the last name on the back of the jersey, though.
Lovely.
Who cares? I don't care at all. It just looks like... you know what? It feels like the LOL Mets, and I know it's not.
I think that's why he quickly said.
It's just like Dickie Lovelady's pitching for the Mets, and they've lost 10 of 11. Dude, he just went tonight, man.
I think that's why he went back to Richard, because he didn't want the LOL Mets thing. He maybe wasn't aware of that.
Gotcha.
I guess.
You got to win tonight. Back, screw it.
What's that, Huff?
Let's get Hawk Tool back.
Oh God! Now we're going down a road.
Too far, buddy.
Hey, this is what happens. This is where the you know at this point, BT.
What?
I'm going to say something here that's going to shock you. Maybe going to knock your socks off.
Okay, go ahead.
At this point, it's gotten so bad. I'm open to bringing Grimace back.
I knew you were going to say that.
I'm open.
I actually knew that you were going to say that. Well.
Desperate times call for desperate measures.
You got the purple seat. Maybe you got to put Gelbs up in there. You know, maybe you got to at least pull on some of the forces from a year ago.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.